we allowed to have this? And
no, completely illegal.
I'd like to call this meeting to order Thursday, February 28, 2013. We have a bid opening for county road signs.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. We have received 8 packages on bid number 201301-210 for county road signs. And I have Mr. Hayes here to help me open these, and what we'll do is we'll open them and quickly make sure that the minimum requirements are present, and then set a time for review. This first one is from J&A.
J&A Traffic Products. We do have a good bid here.
Looks to be in order. Okay, I'll move on to the second one.
What was the second one? Who was the second one?
The second one is from Procal.
Open the third one.
Logo kind of distorts the writing there, so I'll give the correct spelling of it in a second. R-O-C-A-L, Rocal Incorporated in Ohio, and it looks to be like they submitted the signed versions.
Okay, bid number 3 is from Vulcan Sign Incorporated. And it appears we have a good old documentation.
Fourth one is from Interstate. It says Interstate, Little Rock, Arkansas. They submitted the minimum requirements and signed it.
From Signs Now, and they're from Springfield. Can that come?
That's Greene County. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
The sixth one is from Schulte Supply Incorporated. Schulte. Like they've submitted everything correctly.
You got number 7.
I got 7 here, so hang on a second. Number 7 is from Newman Signs Incorporated. It looks to be okay.
Number 8 is from Highway Technologies Incorporated. And it appears we have all the documentation.
So, gentlemen, I would ask for y'all to set a time certain where Mr. Hayes will have the ability to review these and work with me on completing a spreadsheet to compare all the responses and make a recommendation.
How long do you need?
We could probably have this all ready and reviewed by next Thursday.
Okay.
If that will work.
That'll be fine.
I've got meeting scheduled.
Anyway. Just get with Nikki or Shannon and put it on the...
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, let us know. Yeah. Put it on the, or on the agenda.
Let them schedule it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then do you guys have a ward recommendation for the construction murals on the materials on the pole barn?
Yes.
Do you have that bid number?
On the construction materials for the pole barn. And I'll let Mr. Hayes make the recommendation.
We received six bids, I believe. And we reviewed these, not only with supervisors, but also reviewed it with Steve Biggs. And we're going to recommend Tanco Lumber for $14,799.64.
They were actually the lowest out of that group.
Can you say that amount again, please?
$14,799.
Tanco Lumber?
Tanco Lumber.
Was it, what was the cents on it?
64 cents.
Motion for approval of Tanco Lumber, according to the recommendation of Randy Hayes with Road and Bridge.
Second, we have a motion to award bid number 201301-207 to Tanco Lumber in the amount of $14,799.64. Discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we have a bid opening, or excuse me, we already did the opening. We have a recommendation on the bucket truck.
Our recommendation right now is to postpone instead of a recommendation.
Okay.
To do further review on other vehicles that possibly we may be able to find.
Do you feel like they came in too high or not the right specs?
Well, a lot of them, we narrowed it down to two, but the price is a little more than what we think it ought to be. And I'm also basing this on what we have experienced in the past. We purchased a new ton-and-a-half vehicle for what a lot of these vehicles are selling for used.
Okay.
So I'm thinking we might be able to find a better pricing.
So you want a motion for postponement, or how do you want that? Because we won't reject. Will we reject these bids?
No. From a purchasing department standpoint, the extenuating circumstances that have come up during the review process has brought it to my attention to simply ask for a postponement, hopefully for 1 week. It's entirely possible that after we chase down some of these facts that have come to light, we may make a request that we reject all of these responses and re-let an RFP for on a real short time window based on my research has delivered to me. So I would ask for this to be reset for next Thursday, and we'll have a more definite response then.
Motion for to set the bid for the bucket truck for a definite time of next Thursday to be agendized by Nikki.
Second. Motion to, what exactly was your motion? To postpone the awarding of the bid opening of 201-301-208 for next Thursday of a definite time to be set by Nikki to put it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, or nay, aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank
That's
you.
That's all we have.
Randy, you have a fill dirt agreement?
Yes.
Here.
What's the name you have on that?
Randy Smith?
Yeah.
There's a note at the very top, once more than three loads. What is that?
Yeah, that's when they have to have a dirt agreement. They don't have to have one unless they want more than three loads.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
This one, I believe this is the one we had on hold for a little bit. We had to check out a, I believe, electric line. This was a gentleman that we wasn't sure we could dump there, that ground could be raised any what the gentleman wanted until White River actually inspected this to make sure it didn't involve with their clearance, and we're okay there. So
okay.
That's the reason we're submitting this to you.
Motion for approval of the dirt agreement for Mr. Smith.
Second, we have a motion to accept the fill or approve the fill dirt agreement for Randy Smith. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Weather policy discussion. We've been working on possibly a new weather policy. Be open to hearing anything from the public. Is there any comments anybody wants to make, or nobody?
Let me say this about this. We put this on here this week because of the snowstorm or sleet and ice that came last week. I think we made the right decision by doing so because of the accidents. I was at a convenience store in Branson, but the time I drove to Kirbyville, there was three highway patrol working major accidents at that point. So I think we made the right agreement or right decision on that. We put this on here because we thought this week there was supposed to be a series of snowstorms that came through. They did not come through. I think it gives us a little more time for discussion, maybe even with our elected officials on how we want to handle this. In the past, I know that the first commission that I served on, we canceled one day, and then the presiding stated that he wasn't going to close the courthouse anymore. So at that point, I don't know that we need to have this discussion today other than maybe comments from any of the elected officials that need to. Ron's not here. This would be a decision I feel like it need to be made by all three of us, and I'm not sure that the presiding is not the only one that can shut the courthouse down.
Say it again.
I'm not sure. I know that it used to be years ago that the presiding was the only one that could shut the courthouse down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that. I think that we need to discuss it with other elected officials and kind of see, because it's their employees, and I think we need to listen to what they have to say also. I don't think we need to just put something in place and make an amendment or anything to policy right now without hearing from everybody or who wants to talk to us. So, Jimmy, you got something?
When we come to the compensation for employees on this, we got an email that all the county employees, with the exception of Road and Bridge and the Sheriff's Office, would be compensated for their time off, the time off on this. The only thing I say is we went through this several years back. Danny may remember the FLSA and investigation that we had. And at that point, they said that any time that compensation is made, such as that, it's to be made to all employees. Regardless of where they work, you have to be fair across the board with all of them, whether you give them comp time, what have you. But it's a little upsetting that they was the email stated that the Sheriff's Office employees and Road and Bridge employees wouldn't be compensated because they have to work anyways. Well, not all of our employees have to work. It's just certain ones that have to. And even those that have to work should be compensated later. Or, quite frankly, you might even consider that, a lot of the reason that we want to shut the courthouse down, I believe, is because the public coming in and out, and it's always such a mess outside. Close the courthouse to the public, keep it open for the employees to come in. A lot of my employees want to come in and get caught up on a day that it's quiet and there's not phone ringing in their offices and stuff. And the public's not in and out all the time. They can come in and get a lot of work done. So maybe close it to the public, but allow the office holders to use their own discretion as to whether their employees come in to work or not.
Makes sense. What about like a hazard pay? Is there some sort of special deal to where, because you guys are out on the roads, Road and Bridge is out on the roads, it can be pretty dangerous and some bad situations. So is that an option? Is there options of, like you said, leave it up to the office holder if they want to have their employees come in? I don't want there to be a penalty of any kind if somebody doesn't come to work if they don't feel it's safe. I don't want there to be any consequences or conceived consequences that might be a hindrance to their job.
Right.
But the main thing is people's safety. And like Danny said, I think we made the right decision in not opening the courthouse. I think there needs to be discussion about how it's done and what's done. And no, it's not going to make everybody happy. We understand that, but we still need to try to figure out the best thing for everybody.
Of course, that was an unusual circumstance with the ice falling the way that it fell, and in a matter of 15 minutes had the roads covered and our people was out working. If we'd had 2 hours of that like they had up north, we'd have been in awful shape trying to get anybody even home after they'd been called in. I don't have any regrets on what took place on shutting it down. I think it's an open discussion between the county commission and the office holders. I think that's what Mr. Houseman would probably prefer to. That's the reason I'd like for him to be here, and the reason it's on the agenda this morning is the fact that we were anticipating, just like they got up north, they got 2.5 to 4 inches yesterday. If it dropped south, we could have had the same amount and maybe been faced in the same situation. So I think we have maybe some time for discussion on this and maybe input from anyone who wants to
I think we probably need to put on the agenda again and invite more. Make sure everybody
have a work session
on it, and invite the elected officials to have their input, and then they can work. We can all work with Linda to come up with a policy and put something in place.
Right.
I don't think there needs to be any.
I'd like to make one point. I mean, if you close or keep the courthouse open and you make it to where you don't penalize somebody if they don't feel it's safe for them to come in.
And that's,
keep in mind that the expectation of Road and Bridge, we expect all our employees to try to, if they don't show up, I mean, we don't have a crew to, so it's the expectation they've got to be there to work, and that's the entire crew.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they don't really have that leeway unless they're sick or some
right.
unforeseen reason, but, I mean, these guys have to have yep. their whole crew there to actually operate. So.
Right. Well, but your office help, then?
The office help, I mean, right. yes, we're there to field the calls because we don't man phones at the shop. Them guys have got enough to do. We take care of the call-ins and whatnot, so we do, but we don't work overtime to do that. We'll alternate a shift or... But we're there during normal work hours with the girls in the office. So,
right.
So we can field calls, and then anything after hours is relayed through Sheriff's Department anyway. So.
And that makes sense, but also look at the job description. I mean, obviously, Road and Bridge is there to take care of the roads yep. and the bridges. So, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. The same thing with the deputies. You know, it's obviously your call, Jimmy, but at the same time, they're expected to do their jobs. That's yep. what they get paid for. Right. So it's a little bit different situation with those two specifically. And even the grounds here, you know, they have to be here to clean off the sidewalks and do the things that they do in preparation to make sure that we can run the courthouse and do what needs to be done. So there's obviously going to be some, you know, exceptions to the rule, I guess.
There'll be somebody that's always going to have to keep yeah. working.
And I think the employees know that. I mean, yeah. we've got great employees, so I'm not worried about that being an issue. So, but yeah, do you want to try and reschedule it for?
Yeah, let's wait until.
Wait for Ron to get back and see what
yes,
it is.
And then we'll just send out an email.
Well, honestly, we'll send an email out to everybody.
Officials and see how we want to work up a policy for that. There is policy in place now, but we can maybe adjust that and make it better for everyone. So.
Well, and like the email you said you got about Road and Bridge and Sheriff, I'm assuming that was the policy. Is that why it was sent out? Linda, is that the case? Or?
Maybe 7 when we had the ice storm or something, somewhere along in there.
Okay. So that's why, I mean, that's why that email was sent out, because it's the current policy.
I think you'll find that policy is against FLSA rules.
And I'm not going to disagree. I don't know. But, yeah. But obviously, we need to set up a work session and figure something out. So I guess we'll just send out an email to the elected officials and have Mr. Hausman kind of head that up, too.
Yeah.
Anything else? Have the funding agreement with City of Hollister. Thanks, guys.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
As per the funding agreement request guidelines, the City of Hollister at the end of January had submitted a funding agreement for approval to the Taney County Regional Sewer District. The sewer district reviewed this agreement on February 5th at their regularly scheduled board meeting and approved the agreement for it to be forwarded on to the county commission for your approval. This agreement's in the amount of $4,500. According to Mr. Ziegenfuss, the Point Lookout Nursing Home is going to pay part of the cost to rebuild this lift station and do some lift station improvements. This lift station does serve the Point Lookout Nursing Home. The other half of that, the $4,500, is what would fund Hollister's part of that rebuild project.
A motion for approval. The Hollister funding agreement, $4,500.
Second, we have a motion to approve the funding agreement for City of Hollister in the amount of $4,500. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
One other thing, just want to let you all know that we got the easements from the Kleins on the Meadows Industrial Park. Those easements on the Klein property totally encapsulate their property boundaries. So in the future, should we want to extend those sewers on to other properties that join the Klein property, we'll have the right of way to do so. And Monday, we're meeting with the Lowry family to finalize their easement. So shortly thereafter, we should be able to get that project out for bid. Just want to let you know that.
So you anticipate the finalization of the easement from Lowry's and the clients have already signed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good deal, and we get the projects on the, you know, out for bid.
Yeah, it's a small project, but it'll be a good one, I think, for that area. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. We have our next MoDOT monthly update for a definite time of 9:30, so we're going to stand in recess for about 5 minutes.
Okay.